Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth. Not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. Because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. This week we're going to be looking at the fear of the Lord. The key scripture that we want to work off of for these series of lessons on the fear of the Lord is found in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. And it says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." And we'll keep referring back to this scripture throughout this series of lessons. Last year when I was meditating on these things, actually began going to teach about the Holy Spirit and ended up teaching about a little bit about the fear of the Lord. And that brought us to Isaiah chapter 11, talking about when Isaiah prophesied of Jesus. And he said, "There shall come a rod from the stem of Jesse." Really a good translation as a stump. It means he was cut down. You know, Israel was cut off. Prior to that, in the book of Isaiah, it talks about Assyria will be cut down like a stump and it's not going to grow back. But Israel was cut down. You know, Israel was virtually just a name in the days of Jesus because it was a Roman colony, right? It wasn't free, never was free for years. "But there shall come a rod from the stump of Jesse." You know, you cut down some trees and they grow back. "So there shall come a rod from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." So the Holy Spirit wants to give us the fear of the Lord. Now we're more interested in wisdom and understanding, but wisdom and understanding begin with the fear of the Lord. His delight, King James. His delight, no, New King James says, "His delight is in the fear of the Lord." And you know, almost every translation translates verse 3 differently. King James says, I guess it says, "It shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord." I think this is the American Standard. It says, "His delight's in the fear of the Lord." Every translation that I looked at translated that verse differently. And as I studied it, the word "his delight," "quick understanding," it was the word ruach, which has to do with life and spirit and breath. And I discovered the Sir Isaac Lesser translation in one of the Jewish Bibles, and that says, "His life shall be animated by the fear of the Lord." The very being, the very goal, the very life force of his life would be the fear of the Lord. What did Adam lack? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord will keep you from sin. What did Adam lack? The fear of the Lord. Amen? The only reason the second Adam didn't become like the first Adam was the fear of the Lord. Adam lacked the fear of the Lord. What did Jesus have? The fear of the Lord. He made that the cornerstone of his life so that he didn't build a beautiful house that went like this and had to be fixed. His life shall be animated, his main motivating force in his life will be the fear of the Lord. And because of that, he was able to live the life that he lived. Because of that, God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Before he ever preached a sermon, before he ever raised anybody from the dead, before he ever healed the sick or cast out a devil, God said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." What pleased him? The fear of the Lord. Are you following me? Are you getting what I'm saying? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. See, we're trying to do all these things that he did, but we're trying to do them like Adam. Come on. Adam couldn't do them, and we can't do them. We got to quit trying to put the cart before the horse. Amen. The horse that'll pull the cart's the fear of the Lord. Let us serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. As I said with Malachi, they thought upon his name. The fact that they thought upon his name, talked about his name, was proof that they had fear of the Lord. In the book of Deuteronomy, which is the second, Deuto means two, the second giving of the law. You know, when they came out, the book of Leviticus, they gave the law. And then we have the account of their life in the book of Numbers. And then Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law. And, you know, we're all familiar with some of the quotes, some of the scriptures in Deuteronomy, such as where the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that we're to love the Lord our God. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." That's a pretty tough one, isn't it? Jesus must have done it because he kept the law. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Well, you cannot do that without the fear of the Lord. Prerequisite. And it's commanded. We don't hear this taught much, but Deuteronomy 13:4 says, "You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments. Obey his voice and serve him and cleave unto him." But notice the fearing him came before the keeping and the serving and the obeying. Deuteronomy 10:12. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord require of you but to fear the Lord?" Number one, walk in his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul. But notice he puts the very first requirement is the fear of the Lord. To fear the Lord thy God. That's first in the list. He doesn't say number one, but it's first in the list. Deuteronomy 6:1. "Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them or do them in the land which you are crossing over to possess." That, in other words, these are the commandments so that this will happen, that you'll fear the Lord your God. We have to fear the Lord our God. We have to reverence him. We, of course, have to go to the Bible because we don't find out these things apart from the Bible. There's been an abundance of men and women in our history who have walked in the fear of the Lord. How do we know? Well, by their works you shall know them. Psalm 1:2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." That's wonderful, but you know, it's not enough to not do something. It's not enough to not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. It's not enough to not walk in the way of sinners, walk with sinners. It's not enough to sit in the seat of the scornful, but you have to do something. In other words, not doing anything is one thing, but God didn't create us to be do-nothings. God created us to be somethings, to do somethings. The Bible says it's not the hearer of the law that's blessed, but it's the doer. So Psalm 1 verse 2 goes on to say, "But his delight, this man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, this man who does not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, what does he do? His delight is in the law of the Lord," or in the word of God, "and in his law doth he meditate occasionally. But in his delight doth he meditate between commercials. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on the way to work." Well, that's wonderful if he does, but it says his delight's in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Well, as I showed you earlier, the law of the Lord is that we fear God. The law of the Lord is that we walk by faith. The law of the Lord is that we walk in love. And he, what's going to be the result of this man who doesn't act like sinners? He's not conformed to the world. He's not conformed to the counsel of the ungodly. But he does delight in the law of the Lord day and night, and in it he meditates. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We have two men in the Bible that the Bible talks quite a bit about them fearing the Lord. There's several examples. Job is one example. Twice he said, "Have you noticed my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth who fears God and eschews evil." The man who fears God will eschew evil. He will avoid evil. The other person in the Bible that talked a great deal about the fear of the Lord is David. David knew God. How did he get to know God? He meditated in the Word of God. And he constantly, in the book of Psalms, talked about meditating in the Word. Psalm 104, "My meditation of him shall be sweet." Another place, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I will meditate of thy works and talk of thy doings. I will meditate of thy precepts." He said, "I won't sleep at night that I might meditate in thy word. I meditate on all thy works." Joshua 1:8 says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Now, many people think that meditation just has to do with your mind and your mind only, and that you think about things and just meditate on them with your mind. But when God spoke to Joshua and he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." So meditation has to do with the mind and the mouth. And then he said, "You shall meditate therein," not just think about it. "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." Transcendental meditation and other Eastern meditations are a demonic copy of meditation. But because of the demonic copy, many people have eschewed and feared meditation. But the Bible teaches meditation. You know, there's a good meditation and a wicked meditation. There's a good fear and a wicked fear, an evil fear.
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321. Or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.
Put on the